and there's lights. And I remember as a little boy, I had so many dreams, and every dream that I had got broken. I got picked on. You're a redhead. You're a peckerhead. You're a freckle face. I couldn't even see something good in life. Everything. I was molested when I was like 12 years old by a guy. I just, everything I had in life, I just couldn't see anything. And that dream as a little boy just was diminished, broken, smashed, to the point I wanted to end my life because I couldn't see a future. I give my heart to Jesus. I don't even know anything other than I didn't love Jesus. I didn't do anything, but I give my heart to Jesus because I was at the end of my rope. And all of a sudden, my wife comes back. I had a motorcycle accident and I broke my back. I didn't break my back. I bent my spine. I was sick. I was on Ventolin. I was on, because of the stuff I did, I was on EpiPens. I couldn't eat anything. So all of a sudden, I start having children. And all of a sudden, one day, I find out about healing. I started believing God. I just started serving God. All of a sudden, now my back is completely healed. And people laugh at me. I'm healthy today, like really healthy today. I was broken and sick. I don't go to a chiropractor. I did go to a chiropractor 3 times a week. As a boy. I don't need an EpiPen anymore. I can eat whatever I want. God just took my life, and he just blessed it. And I didn't do anything special for God. And he gave me the desires of my heart. And the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things in your life will be added to you. And I got 13 kids today, and that's what I wanted. I wanted 14, actually, because my grandma had 13, and I wanted one more than her. But you know what? And I got these wonderful kids. And I got wonderful grandkids. And I got wonderful son-in-laws that I love. And I look at my life before God, and it was empty and no vision. And I look at my life now, and it ain't nothing to do with money. Money's a tool. You need it. You got to pay bills. You got to live. You got to do. You know what life's about? It's about the people around you. And I have a great life. And I want to tell you something. It's all because of God. Everything is because of him. And I don't know where you're at, but I want to tell you the best thing you could ever do is give your heart to God, because God will take junk like me and he'll make something useful out of it. I've been able to take kids, lug them all over to Argo games. I've been able to take kids down to Darien Lake. We've been able to take people. I think of these kids. That was one of the boys. I think of Bobby Duran. I helped raise that kid. He stole from me. He ripped me off when he needed drugs. And he said, and I went to him one day and I said, look, if you steal from me again, I'm going to beat the crap out of you. But I loved him. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, John. I said, what'd you do with the stuff? It's gone. I pawned it. I just forgot about it. I just loved that boy. He came up 1 week or 2 days before he was murdered. He was still doing drugs. He was still drinking. But he gave his heart to Jesus. And he talked to me about God all the time. He shingled the roof for me. He went down home and was stabbed in the heart. And he died 2 days later. I could have kicked him off to the side. But I know this. When I get to heaven, I'm going to see Bobby there. See, life's about people. I think of Joanne. These are just some people in Apsley that was murdered. 21 years old. She was cut up into pieces and buried in the backyard. I picked her up as a little girl, 4 years old. I go to the house. The house wasn't worthy to even be living in. But we'd pick her up, bring her to Sunday school, loved her. She came, give her heart to Jesus. 18, I know when I go from this life and I go to heaven, she's going to be there. That's what life's about. It's about making a difference in other people's lives. It's not about having cars and having money. And I like cars. I like boats. I like that. It's just stuff, though. People are what's important in life. And we only got one chance. Sometimes with people. I could have kicked these people off. I remember, here I am at Joanne's place. I sent one of my guys to pick. I told this at the funeral. I remember I went with Major. I remember the first time I met him, and he was a tough guy, and I got along all right with him because we could just jive. But he was drinking one time, and one of the kids that I sent to pick her up, he was there anyways, and when he was drinking, just like I was or anybody else, they weren't doing things normal. So when this young guy, he's about 18 years old, and this guy was tough, like strong tough, and loved to fight and just grew up his whole life like that. And he reached in the car of this van and took them out, the keys, and threw them out in the lawn and said to the kid, go get them. I dare you. And he phones me and says, what do I do? I said, don't get out of the van. Don't, because he'll put the boots to you. Because he didn't know why I was there. I could have quit and said, if that's what it's like, I'm not going to pick that girl up. So I got there and I said, look, we're here to help you. Because I wasn't afraid of people. I was beat up a lot, so it didn't matter. I got toughened up pretty good. And I never had fear. You know what? I thank God we did that. Do you know, I went to youth group. I think of my life. Because see, after I gave my heart to Jesus, I was the worst youth pastor in the world. I wasn't cool. I didn't know how to sing. I couldn't clap on time, but I could jump hills. I used to take that old van and fill it with kids. I mean, I never even dreamt that it was wrong, or insurance, or what if something happened, or here's a church. And we used to go in the west, in the Clydesdale Road, and jump every one of them hills in the air with like 15 kids in that van, and we'd, whoa, and they'd laugh, but we had a great time. That's how I got kids to church. I'd take them to pool halls. We'd shoot pool. Do you know what? In a small period of time, of 10 years, there was over 350 kids in this town that give their heart to Jesus because of us just going out and loving people and making a difference in people's lives. In April, that's not me saying that, that's April. She did the math because she was one of them. Josh came and helped. I tell you, that's what life's about. It's about people. And that's what Thanksgiving is about. It's about enjoying our families, right? Well, Jesus, God sent the best thing there was to mankind, which his name is Jesus, to make your family the best family could ever be, to make your life the best life it ever be. In the world, you try to chase your dreams, and they never seem to happen. In God's kingdom, you chase God, and he just makes your dreams come true. Life hasn't always been perfect. I've had a lot of things go wrong. It doesn't matter. Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And joy doesn't come from stuff that all of a sudden I got money to pay my bills or I don't have money. It's something that's in here. And nobody can take that away from you. Do you want to sing that song for me? You know which one. Look at the woman I got. Look at how good looking she is. And we've been married 25 years. Oh, 26. Like, look at what God did to me. They said, I've had people over the years say, how in the world did you ever get her? I can't tell though. This is what it's about right here. This song.
I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time a missionary came to your church whose pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. And Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. So thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. The little things that you had done, the sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, but in heaven now proclaim. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you. Great is your reward. So thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed, eternally changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. I am so glad you gave.
And the reason I wanted to sing that song was because one day, every one of us are going to pass from this life to the next. Everyone. And eternity is a long time. And God, not only does He want you in heaven, but He wants you to have the best life on earth. Did He not say in the Lord's Prayer, He wants you to have heaven on earth, or on earth as it is in heaven? I want to tell you something. God loves you today. He cares about you. We care about you. And we thank God you're here today. You know, we have communion. We have baby dedications, which is so awesome. I am so thankful for the people in our church. We love it when you come. If you come twice a year, we celebrate it here. See, we don't condemn people here. We're just glad, because see, God doesn't condemn you. And that's why I don't do that. I hated being made feel guilty in my life. Just ask my sister. Drove me mad. And that's why we don't do that. Because God loves people. Period. Not because you do this or you do this or you do this or you do this and do this. God just loves you. And you give your heart to Him, and He'll change your life. And I don't know how else to say that. He just makes your life good. So why don't we have some announcement stuff, and then we'll have a wonderful baby dedication. As you know here, our church is, I don't know if it's different or not, but we do things different sometimes here. That's all.
Amen. God bless. We were out to my sister's yesterday for Thanksgiving dinner, and before I went, I said to Marilyn, the number one thanks that I have is because of her. And she said, well, are you sure it's in that order? And then I got thinking about it after, and I should adjust that slightly, because I have to thank God that He brought Marilyn to me and kept her with me. Services this week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. The youth are going to meet up at Josh and April's. That's up in the northern suburbs of town on the right-hand side. Wednesday, 10 a.m. is prayer time. Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. is midweek service and kids' night. Next Sunday, 9 a.m., prayer time again. And 9:30, come and listen to Miss Julie with Growing in Him. She's fantastic. She's growing, and we're growing with her. And as you know, the main event can be anything. John sometimes comes through the door with an idea, and by the time he gets to the front of the room here, it's totally different. And that's the way it should be. And with the main event, then the kids are meeting over here. You saw a mass exodus here like 15 minutes ago. They're getting trained next door. And Thursday the 18th, cooking classes here at the church again with Miss Gina. That's at 7 p.m. And Church on the Rock has a presentation Thursday the 12th, 7 p.m. It's movie night, and it's called God's Not Dead. And we have another one here, Selwyn Outreach Church with Billy Burke, Tuesday the 16th at 7 p.m. And again, Wednesday the 17th, 10 a.m. And it's a teaching service on the Wednesday morning. And we get to the flip side here. We have some birthdays. Mark Dunford on the 8th, Ron Roberts. Mr. Ron is down here. On the 10th, Julia Trotter, right front row center here on the 12th. And Dean Card on the 14th. And Larry and Mark Godfrey are having an anniversary on the 9th. I don't see Mark here this morning. Nope. So John, we only have to sing birthday songs. So get up here. He says he sings every morning, and he says he's not good, but I've always been told that it's a joyful noise to the Lord, so it doesn't matter how you sing, and it's actually good.
All right.
Get in here.
Sing loud, bro.
You a happy birthday. Wanna wish you a happy birthday. Wanna wish you a happy birthday from the bottom of our hearts. Wanna wish you a happy birthday. Wanna wish you a happy birthday. Wanna wish you a happy birthday from the bottom of our hearts.
Well done. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Oh, yeah, sorry. Let's watch a video first. Then you can get ready. Okay. Nope. I'll just do something. In the first few years of their life will dictate most of their life. And that's why it's so important. So I'm so glad you're here, guys. I mean this. It's awesome. Kids are never a mistake. Ever. Never. It says they brought young children to Christ that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and he said unto them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whoever shall receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And he took them up in his arms, and he put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. And that's where we get dedication from, by what Jesus did in Mark chapter 10. In verse 13. Beautiful. So this is for you. So, dearly beloved, I might stop and talk because I love this, because dearly beloved, the divine human task of developing a personality after the birth of a child is the most delicate and serious work to which man is called. All the sights and sounds that play upon their sensitive little body will help to determine their future and their characteristics. The love of the home, this is the most important thing. The love of the home affects the child in a thousand ways for good. As they grow, that they may receive the spiritual life of their parents. The same as a rose drinks in the sunlight, the Christian conversation of a mother and her child, even at a very tender age, will make for a fuller and richer growth. If you keep God in your lives, God will have access to your child if you will keep the doors of your own lives open to him. If your child does not absorb the beautiful sense of God during the first critical period of development of their personality, usually they will find the sense of God dim when they grow up, and it's more difficult to acquire. Godliness is as natural to the human heart, as is therefore as much a part of the child's nature as are her dependents. And her parents, and trust in them. It's your duty, therefore, to receive this child from God's hand and to teach them to know the love of God. Now I want to ask a question. This is where I stop. Where do you think the love of the children, or the children, where do you think they get that from? Where do you think they get love from? The love of the home. Do you know that my mom and dad, and I say this because I see how important it really is. My mom and dad, I might have seen them one time in their whole life fight. Am I lying, Pearl? And my mom and dad, we were driving down the road and they were fighting in the front seat. One time in our whole life. And they were in the front seat fighting. It was over me. And why did I always have to be the bad guy? The black sheep. And you know what happened? Mom said to my dad, wasn't it Mom? She looked back and seen us all crying. And she said, Ward, we can't do this. Do you know that I seen my mom and dad love one another their whole life? My mom and dad were big people. I didn't even know they were big people. Because love doesn't cease. See, I just loved them like I was growing up. And it was when I started to rebel is when I was about 10 years old. But I see my mom and dad love one another. I see my dad slap her on the bum. I seen her do a lot of other stuff. They loved one another. And I knew they loved one another. And that gave us security. Yeah. Yeah. I knew that whenever I messed my life up, I knew I could always go home and talk to my mom and my dad because I knew they always loved me. And I want to tell you that's the most important thing is for you guys to love one another at your home. Not yelling, screaming, making each one feel guilty. Because love actually, what's it do? It bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. Yeah, it endures. And it doesn't remember the wrong. That's why love is so important in a home. Because it overlooks the other person's mistakes. Because you're going to have lots of mistakes. Every one of us. And that's why love, I'm telling you, is the most important thing. My own kids would know. I've tried to run our life the same. They've probably seen us fight more than once. But we have a wonderful life. We have a wonderful home life. And I just do what my dad did to my wife. I slap her on the bum too. I do more than that. We have a happy home. And that's the most important thing that you guys could ever do is have a happy home. Because that's what you want these little guys to have husbands that's going to treat them good. You want the little boys to treat their wives good. And they see that from us. Yeah. It's your duty, therefore, to receive this child from God's hand and to teach them to know the love of God. Working in obedience to God's will to help in the unfolding of spiritual life. From your example, they must learn the way to fellowship with Christ. Above all, you're to make your contact and your prayer and your effort to lead them to know the love of Christ when they come to the proper age of understanding. To obey and to give in loyal and loving service as a member of the church, which is the body of Christ. Now, I'm just going to ask you guys a bunch of stuff. And you guys can just say, yeah, we do. If you're going to endure. Just because I'm not going to say Mr. or Mrs. Medellin, Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, Mr. and Mrs. Bennett. I'm just going to say Mr. and Mrs. Everybody. Do you promise to pray for and with this child for their growth in the knowledge of God and in their spiritual life? Do you promise to train your child, spirit, soul, and body for the service to fellowship with God? Do you promise to do all you can to lead them at the proper age to confess their faith in Christ? All right, let me start down here. Do you mind me?
Careful, she might wake up.
Just as Jesus put the little guys in his hand and he prayed for them and blessed them, that's what I'm going to do. And then when I give them back, then it's mom and dad's responsibility to raise them, to have love in their home. They're so awesome when they're little. Father, I come right now on behalf of this little baby. It's so perfect. I thank you, Father, that you have a great plan for her, that she'll do mighty things in life, that she'll bring so much joy. I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against this family can and will prosper, but that they will fulfill the plan and the mandate that God has for her and for this wonderful young couple. Father, I just thank you for the blessing of God on her life. And I just thank you for protection, no harm, that she'll live out her life long and strong with full of purpose. And I just thank you for it and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, as I give her back to you, it's now your responsibility to do what I said. And I'm so glad you guys are here. So let me take this happy one. Hi, darling. She'll be really happy. Father, I just thank you again for such a precious life. Father, I thank you, Father, for your blessing on her, on this young couple. Again, I thank you that no weapon formed against her can and will prosper in Jesus' name. And I thank you that she'll fulfill her plan and her mandate. And she'll do great things. And I praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Here. Oh. She loves me. Come on. Oh, this wonderful little boy. Father, I just thank you for this little boy. Again, Father, I thank you that no weapon formed against him can and will prosper. That he will live out his life strong, that he'll do mighty things for you, that he'll be a great blessing to his family. And Father, I just thank you and I just praise you, Father. I just thank you for your blessing on his life, that he'll fulfill every call, every plan that he has. And Lord, I just thank you and I just praise you for it. And I give you glory for it. And I just thank you, Father, that your favor is on every one of these children here, and that they'll go through life under your blessing because you are a good God. And I just thank you and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me go back to my darling. Father, I just thank you. I'll let her look at her mom. I just thank you again for your favor, for your blessing on this little baby girl. And I just thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against her can and will prosper. But they'll fulfill her calling, her plan. She'll live long and strong. She'll bring much joy to this family. And Father, I just thank you and I just praise you, Father. And I just thank you, Father, that for protection, for love and joy in this home. And I just give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now I just want to pray for mom and dads. So Father, I just come on behalf of every one of these couples. Father, that I ask you, Lord, that you're the only one that can do this. You just help each one of them be everything that you want them to be. Help the mums to be the best mums that they can be. The dads to be the best dads they can be. And that they love one another, Lord. And they show these babies love in their home. Because that's what will make a difference in life. And Father, I just thank you and I just praise you for it. And I give you glory for it. And I ask you, Father, to bless everyone that came here today to support each one of these children and each one of these families. And I thank you for your blessing on them. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Now we got a song that we're going to sing right to them. It's up here. So this is for use.